In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God sends preachers. That's his mode of operation. He sends prophets, evangelists, apostles, pastors, and teachers to preach the word, to bind up the saints through the work of the ministry, to build up the church with the word so that she grows into full maturity in Christ and isn't blown around by every tantalizing teaching that whispers sweet nothings into her ears. God sent the prophet Isaiah. God sent John the Baptizer. He sends preachers today. And when God's preachers have preached God's word, it is the mouth of the Lord that has spoken. That's the word that the prophet Isaiah is sticking into our ears this morning. And where the mouth of the Lord has spoken, there is life and salvation, because man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God speaks out of two sides of his mouth, if you will. We have it in our text this morning from Isaiah, a kind of law sandwich with two slices of gospel. From the Lord's mouth comes a comforting word. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly, lovingly. Speak to the heart of my bride. Preach kind words to her. Comfort her. Don't make her too comfortable. Tell her that she's forgiven. God sends his preachers with a comforting word. He wants to woo his bride to him with tender words. Her time of service is almost over. Her exile is nearly ended. The day of the Lord is fast approaching. Her sins have been paid for. The law no longer condemns. Christ has died. He has paid the punishments for our sin. She has received from the Lord's hand double for all of our sins. Not just enough, mind you, but double forgiveness. Because that's how it is with the gospel. More forgiveness than we have sin to forgive. What is it that you confess? I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities. What is it that you do? Are you a despiser of God's word? A blasphemer of God's name? Are you disrespectful of authority? Are you a murderer, an adulterer, a liar, or a cheat? Are you greedy and envious of those who have what you don't have? Well, the law says that we are guilty of all these things, each in our own perverse and destructive way, some openly, some secretly, some externally by your words and deeds, others internally by our thoughts and desires. The word of comfort that God brings to you this morning, this day, and every day through Jesus Christ, by the spoken word of forgiveness, the absolution, is that for all of your sins, your rebellion against God, your turning away from him, for more than you know and are able to confess, you have received double from the Lord's hand for all your sins. There's more than enough forgiveness in Jesus to cover them. More than enough forgiveness to comfort others. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word is a preparing word. It's the voice of one calling out, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. The identity of that voice is anonymous, whether it's the voice of an angel or a prophet or a pastor, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the word of the Lord. To hear the voice of one preaching God's word is to hear a voice from heaven. The voice calls people to prepare. Prepare the way for the Lord. The terrain will not be left the same after the bulldozers of God's law have plowed their paths. Every low place will be raised up. Every high place will be laid low. Everyone must become completely other than they are. If you're proud and high and mighty, you'll be brought down. If you've made a mountain of self-righteousness out of your good works and your commandment keeping, the law will come and push everything over like 10 bulldozers. The Lord will push down anything that stands between you and your salvation. The law paves the way for the coming of Christ. It smooths the rough place. God levels the uneven ground. He paves a straight path, preparing us for the Lord's coming. He does it. We don't. Repentance is God's work, not ours. We simply confess that God's law has had its leveling way with us. A voice says, "Cry out," and the volume goes up another notch. What shall I cry? A word of warning. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. In other words, we're mortal. We die. Visit the nursing home, the oncology ward, a VA hospital, a cemetery. Take a look in the bathroom mirror and hear the voice. The grass withers, the flower fades. There's nothing in us that will last. Not our looks, not our strength, not our intelligence, not our achievements. There's nothing in us that we can count on. Only the word of our God stands forever. And it's upon His word and not upon what we do that our eternal life rests. Only the word is sure. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice again speaks. Now it's in a shout. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. It's gospel, good news, glad tidings, because the gospel is always louder than the law. The good news is that God is here, here in the hearing of His word, here in the blessed sacrament, here in the water of baptism, here in the word of absolution, here enfleshed in the God-man, Jesus Christ. He's here to prepare you for the day of His coming, to raise you now from the death of your sins to life in Him, as He will raise you from the dead on the last day. That's the good news, that the church is to lift up her head and to shout to all the nations of the earth. Shout it to the cities. Shout it to every person in those cities. Here is your God. He's the baby of Bethlehem, the man of Calvary, the crucified, risen, and reigning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your God is Jesus, God incarnate, the God for you. And you know where He is. You know where He's promised to be for you. Baptism, the Word, His Supper, my body, my blood, given and shed for you. It is certain. It is for sure. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Through preaching and baptizing, God is preparing a people for his coming. That's how John prepared Israel for the coming of Christ. That's how you and I are prepared for his second coming in glory. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. In Jesus' name.